Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. We've got Brother Mike and Miss Lori Reeves. They're going to be singing On the Other Side.
Disciples of Jesus, distressed and discouraged, thought Jesus had left them in a bind. They had given up everything to follow in his way. But this time not for men. They spent a lot of time and didn't catch a thing. But early the next morning, they saw Jesus standing by, saying, "Friends, throw your net on the other side, 'cause on the other side you will find abundance. On the other side, blessings overflow. Just follow my instructions and you won't regret a thing. Just wait until you see what's on the other side." As I try to follow Jesus, sometimes I'm discouraged. The daily trials and troubles bring me down. The more I try to do his will and follow in his way, the more Satan tries to steal the peace I've found. But I wanna keep on fishing souls of men. I wanna be faithful till the end. 'Cause early every morning, as I look to him to guide, he says, "Just wait until you see what's on the other side. 'Cause on the other side you will find abundance. Side, blessings overflow. Just follow my instructions and you won't regret a thing. Just wait until you see what's on the other side. Just follow his instructions and you won't regret.
We're going now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching on the book of Job. I want you to look at the text tonight, Romans chapter number 8. And you know, I want to ask you a question. How many of you folks ever have things happen to you and you just kind of get blindsided by things from time to time, and you stand back and you say, "What just happened?" Everything was going good. I mean, all of a sudden, bam, everything just changed. I mean, absolutely come out of nowhere. Took you by surprise. I want you to just bear in mind this text. We're going to the book of Job, chapter number 1, but I want you to look at this text. Look at verse 26. Verse 26, and I'm going to try to keep this in context. The Bible says in Romans 8, 26, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." In other words, we're there, we're praying, but we don't know how to pray. We actually can't even come up with a word as to what to say.
with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according, look at this, according to the will of God. I want you to underline that in your Bible. According to the will of God. I don't know if you've ever known this, but if you get blindsided by something in your life, God knows it was coming. God knows it was coming. It might have took you by surprise, but it didn't take God by surprise. Watch what verse 28 says. And we know that all things, how many things? All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I don't know how God does it, but somehow or another, God takes our tragedy and brings it to his will, and somehow or another, we come out on the other side better than when we started. I'd like to begin tonight with this thought, and I know that the book of Job, you say, preacher, that's going to talk about all them troubles, and all them things Job went through, and all those issues, all those things. Well, I'm going to tell you, this week, for some reason, the Lord directed my heart to the book of Job, and I begin to read, and I don't read like most people. I'll read a word and a sentence, and then I'll read a paragraph and a verse, and I'll go back and forth about 27 times. But ultimately, what I'm looking for is something that God's trying to tell us within the text. And you know, I found out something while doing this. I started seeing Job's life as God began to bring Job's life through the midst of turmoil. I started seeing those things seem to creep off the pages into my life. I started to see myself in Job's situation, and I started not maybe to the magnitude, but the feelings and all the things that God was going through. I seem to understand that. Do you understand what I'm saying tonight? I was talking to Danny Rhodes this morning a little bit through text message, and he was talking to me about how that, you know, he's been through a lot of things in his life, but he was talking about this sweet peace that he has. While things don't go the way that sometimes he wants them to go, he began to speak about this sweet peace that's now with him that he didn't have before. Now, can I tell you tonight that I believe that while Job was going through his things, he had that sweet peace to help during his trouble. As far as we know, I don't find any connection that Job was a leader of a church. I don't find, Brother Kevin, I don't think it's even mentioned, maybe not even one time, that Job was a prophet. I don't think that he was. I don't think he was in that list or that lineup or any of those things. So you could say basically that Job was an ordinary, you know, maybe he was a farmer. I don't know what his occupation was, any of those things. Maybe we could just say he was an ordinary man. However, God took an ordinary man and God blessed that man. I feel like that some of us who are Christians struggle with understanding as to basically three things. Why that we go through such hard times, and why that we can be so blessed but yet so troubled. Have you ever felt like that? While I'm being blessed, I'm also troubled at the same time. And then why we have so much pain but yet feel so much peace. I want to read the text tonight, and I'm going to read chapter number 1 of the book of Job. And there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. When we read this text, I want you to know this. We're not dealing with a parable. This book is not fiction. We're not dealing with a fiction type character. There was a real man. His name was Job. In fact, he's mentioned several times in different areas throughout our Bible. So this was a real man, and every time you look at these situations, you understand that he is a real character within the Bible. There's a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was a perfect and upright man, and one who feared God and eschewed evil. Verse number 2, and there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so that when those days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of all of them all. And Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. I don't know that he said that it may be. He didn't say that they did. So I'm challenging tonight to know this, that while Job was the man of the house, Job was a man who led his family in the things of God. He sacrificed, burnt sacrifice, and offered offerings unto the Lord. Thus did Job continually, verse number 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil." Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when the sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The fire of God is fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only escaped alone to tell thee." And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servant with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Then Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And he said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sins not, nor charged God foolishly. I want to preach tonight on this subject with the help of the Lord: trusting God when your world falls apart. Trusting God when your world falls apart. Somebody said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I believe that's so true tonight, amen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Trouble comes to not just your family, friend. Trouble comes to every family. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com, or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.